Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I cannot see this episode being that long because I really haven't done anything. I mean, I did go to the cinema, obviously. I went to see the Captain America movie, which was just a big old snooze fest. it wasn't enough in it to keep me engaged. And as a consequence, my brain was just all over the place. I was thinking about all sorts of other things. And not even a large, bright red Harrison Ford was going to keep me engaged. He was no Flippy the Fish. But, yeah, you know, passed a bit of time, didn't it? But I genuinely have too much on my mind at the moment with legal stuff. I think I mentioned it before. And I just going through scenarios. And also, the other thing that keeps going through my mind is this Create This Book that I started. I did mention that before. By Mariah Elizabeth, who's a YouTuber. And I've done 8 prompts. Can you believe it? I've done 8 prompts now. But the trouble is, I'm forcing myself to do it in order. And so I'm thinking 2 or 3 prompts ahead. And I'm constantly trying to go through scenarios of what I might do and what medium I might use. So it's quite brain intensive, surprisingly. You know, creative stuff. It should be just, you know, relax, see what happens. But totally the opposite of Captain America in that it really has got me quite engaged. In some respects, I wish I'd used a separate book because the paper quality is so bad. It is literally just printer paper, you know, it's an Amazon book. And I've done 8 prompts, as I said, and loading that up with acrylic and, well, I have used separate sheets that I've glued in when I've used watercolour and I've used markers because you just can't use that on the paper. But it's already getting quite thick. I do love that though. I love it when the paper gets loaded up with paint and ink and you know what. I know some artists, get me, some artists, like I'm an artist, proper artists, they don't like it when the paper gets wrinkled and you see them and they're like, oh, I want it to be flat. And it's like, I love it when it's all crispy and wrinkled. The more the merrier, really. Is that right? More the merrier? You know what I mean. I love it. Anyway, my favourite prompt, but I've got quite a few prompts I like, but the one I've just done actually made me watch a movie that I haven't seen for years. It's in my top 5. And has been in my top 5 since I saw it back in the 80s. When I was too young to watch this movie, I might add, because it is a horror. It's Day of the Dead by George A. Romero, who is the zombie god, whatever. All hail Romero and his zombies. And I had to watch it because the prompt led me to create an emoji that was based on a saying that I got from that movie. And it's funny because I thought the saying was, you just made my shit list. But it's not actually, it's, and I had to watch the movie to get this, it's you're on my, hang on, let me get this right, you're on my shit list, my boy. That's it, you're on my shit list, my boy. And that surprised me, because it just goes to show how your memory really does play tricks on you, because I genuinely don't remember it being that. And also, where he actually was in the film, the scene seemed different as well, but no, there it was in colour. And so I had to use that because I wanted to get the saying exactly right in the book. But my emoji that I created on the base of it was the poop emoji with a little list stuck on the side. not original, I'm sure, but it made me chuckle. Much love and gratitude.